Good morning and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. So I want to share a testimony with you today. So over here in England, dental care is really tricky. A lot of people can't get NHS dental treatment. You know, if you've already got a NHS dentist, then obviously that's great. Like, you stay with them. But if you don't, then a lot of places are now at full capacity for NHS patients, which means you have to go private. So my children have been with the same dentist now for about 2 years. I've had a lot of previously bad experiences with dentists. And I did actually used to, my old man self used to suffer quite badly with anxiety around going to the dentist, not just for myself, but also taking my children. Caused me quite a lot of anxiety. So I found this dentist. Unfortunately, they didn't have spaces as NHS patients, but you know, he's very good, he's very efficient, he's very soft and gentle, but very good at his job. So I decided to stay with them as a private patient for Harvey and Lola. So I shared a testimony before actually about Harvey with his, he needed a lot of treatment, which cost over £1,000. And you know, I on paper, I don't have £1,000. Like, in my bank account, there's not £1,000, and if there was, there's a lot of other things that I would need to pay for before I had to pay for Harvey's teeth. So obviously I took that to God, and God provided for me with that. I actually, I didn't even ask the dentist actually. I think when she told me how much it was going to cost, she could see that I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. She then popped off for a second. She came back and she said, look, I've spoke to the dentist. We're going to do half on the NHS and you just have to pay for the other half. So I ended up having to pay half of what I should have paid in the first place, which really blessed me. So anyway, Lola has now needing a tooth extracted. So a tooth extraction there is £247, plus she needs a clean done on her teeth too. Harvey also has a filling that's come out, so he needs that replacing. And I initially had an appointment a couple of days ago. I think it was last week, like maybe the 9th, to take them. But you know, Mick's not started his job yet. He's been out of work for a couple of months, so I just thought, oh, you know, I really can't afford to pay for this right now. So I rang up the dentist and I said, look, I need to change the appointment to next month. So I rearranged the appointment for next month, but I really went to God with this and said, you know what, God, like, these things are just such a big burden on me. Like, I need you to lift this from me, like, lift this from me. Because these are things that are necessary, but are becoming difficult for me. And it shouldn't be like that, because God provides for all our needs. So I really, like I said, I really took this to God. I really prayed about it, and I thanked God that, you know, the situation was in his hands, and that it would be, you know, he would deal with it. And then I just left it. So actually what happened was, Harvey had come in to me, not last night, the night before, and he said, "Mum, who's my dentist? What's his name?" So I told him his name. And I said, "How come?" And he said, "Well, my friend, she doesn't go to the dentist. She had a bit of what you had, like same reasons as you. So she doesn't go to the dentist. But tonight she went to see an emergency dentist in Kingswood. And they told her if she transferred to Staple Hill and that they would take her on as an NHS patient." And I was like, "What? Well, no, because I always ask whenever I take the children there, I always ask, can you not put them on the NHS?" And they've always told me, "No, we're at full capacity. We wouldn't be able to do that because, like, we wouldn't get the money for it. Like, the NHS, they want us to do the work, but they don't want to pay us for doing it. So I'm sorry, but at the moment we can't." So anyway, I was really like, "Oh no, well, I'm not having this." So anyway, I sent them an email and I just said, "Look, I've just attended an emergency dentist appointment where they told me that you are taking on patients under NHS. Now, I'm not working. I have 4 children. So I'm requesting that, you know, I've got Harvey and Lola on there. Grace, she's only just 2, so she's not actually seen the dentist yet. But I said, I'm requesting that you put Harvey and Lola as NHS patients, please." So yesterday I had a phone call and it was the receptionist. And she said, "Hi, Kayleigh. Can I ask what emergency dentist you visited, please?" And I said, "It was one in Kingswood." She was like, "Well, whoever it was, they're not telling you the truth because we are not taking on any NHS patients. We don't have space for NHS patients. And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I thought I'd ask." I said, "Just like I said, like, I've got Harvey and Lola who are already having treatment with you. I've got Grace that's going to be needing to come to the dentist soon. She's going to need to start coming. She probably should have started going already. But, and then there's Hunter who will also eventually need to be going too." And I said, it's hard trying to pay for all of these, like, because the prices of the dental treatment are very high. You know, I think one of Harvey's tooth that had to be filled cost me nearly £250. And I know that God will provide for this, but why should we have to do this when actually it can be so much easier? So I wanted God to lift it from me in the way that, you know, I didn't have to pay out all this money for Harvey and Lola's teeth. So anyway, she said, "Yeah, I completely understand." She said, "Look, your dentist is on holiday at the moment, but just leave it with me a minute and I'll get back to you." So she called me back later on in the afternoon and she said, "Hi, Kitty. I've had the big boss in today, the big boss, the owner, and I've spoken with him." She said, "We will see all 4 of your children as NHS patients. We won't be able to put you down as NHS, but all 4 of your children will now be NHS patients." So she said, "I know Lola's got treatment coming up, so Lola, that will be put down as NHS." And I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so, so grateful. That really, really lifts a big weight off of my shoulders." And, you know, I was just so thankful. so thankful to God because I know God is the one that did this. I lifted this to God and God dealt with it. Of that is really amazing. Like I said, I know that even if I had to pay for it, that God would have provided for that. But it kind of made me a bit sick having to spend out all that money on teeth when, there's like other things. Like, do you know what I mean? I really just needed God to lift this from me so that it gave me peace in my heart, so that I had no worry, no doubt, and really felt peaceful about that. That is my testimony for today. I've also been really praying for my husband. He's been out of work for a couple of months. And to be honest, over the years, he's been in and out of jobs, always kind of bumping into the same people along the way that weren't no good for him, that would mess him around, that were bad influences. And so, I have been praying and praying for years. I've really kept this in my heart. Lifted this situation to God that actually, I knew that the perfect job was going to come up for him, that God had the perfect plan for him. So I really kept that in my heart for all of this time, and just waited very patiently, gently encouraging him along the way. And actually, he has now been offered a job with Bristol Waste, which is a really great job. It's a big company, lots of opportunity. What more is a reliable company, a reliable wage, great opportunities for, overtime and stuff like that. And also it's actual people that are good going to be good for him. Like, these aren't people that, are like cowboy builders that go out working and then go to the pub on the way home and stay there all afternoon and spend all their wage and, take all kinds of stuff. And these are just people that just go to work. They go to work. They finish it 2:30, 1:30 on a Friday, which is really great because Mick will still get to benefit from most of the day, especially in the summer when the weather's nice and, with the kids being so young, he'll still get to spend a lot of time with them before they go to bed, which is really, really lovely. And I feel that he'll really, really, really grow in this job. It's going to be really good for him. I can really feel it. No worrying about holiday pay or, whether you're going to get paid this week, or whether they're not going to pay you, or whether you're going to have work or not going to have work. This is a real solid, reliable job with, like I said, lots of opportunity to grow, lots of opportunity to do other things in the future, and with really great people. So I'm really, really thankful to God for that. It just takes patience. We just need to, we just need to really have patience, because not that a couple of weeks ago, Mick did actually get given a job by someone who lives just around the corner from us, who does rubbish clearance. And I said to Mick straight away, this is really great that you've got this, you've been given this work, it'll help us. But I I don't think this is a job for you. So I really feel that in my heart that you should keep looking, which he did. And, you know, lo and behold, he got offered this one. I mean, with the guy around the corner, you know, I was right in the way that he worked with him a couple of days. And then the next week, he didn't hear from him till Friday. So again, a very unreliable person. Where the devil, you know, the devil can work in that way by giving us stuff, giving us basically false hope and then snatching it away. But I was fully aware of this. I already knew this. I felt it in my heart. God put this in my heart and God showed me that that was temporary, but there was better things coming. So I'm really praising God today. Really shouting out loud about my love for him, about my appreciation, my gratitude that I have for him, because he truly makes our life really great, you know, in all areas, in all prospects, even the small little things. God is there, he's working wonders, and you know, with him we are going to live our best life. So anyway, the sun is shining, guys. I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day today. I love you all very much and God bless you.